The Cincinnati Jazz community comes together every year to celebrate their own. This year's event will be held Sunday afternoon, March 22nd at Mount St. Joseph University to honor the 2020 class of inductees into the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame. With me in the studio is the founder of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, Kay Casey. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati, Kay. And as a jazz fan, thanks for all you do to support the area's jazz musicians through this event and your emails about local concerts.
Well, it gives me something to do in my retirement, and I feel like we're making a big, huge, wonderful difference here in Cincinnati as far as jazz goes. We have more gigs, we have more venues, and we have elementary schools and high schools with jazz departments and having jazz fests. It's a very exciting time to be in the jazz community.
And this will be the sixth annual induction ceremony. Let's start with the afternoon's lineup on the 22nd. It's from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, beginning with the invitation-only VIP reception with music from the Lee Stoller Trio. And Lee has been on the jazz scene here for many, many years.
Yes, Lee has been inducted into the Hall of Fame, and we do have a VIP reception, and it is just for members of the Hall of Fame. We have about 200 members, and also the inductees and their families.
And the induction ceremony has, as the MC, Nick Clooney, who's coming back again.
Yeah, Nick Clooney I knew 30 years ago when I dated Bill Nimmo, and I still had his phone number, so I thought he'd make a great MC, so I gave him a call, and he remembered me, and now here it's the sixth year, and he's still coming back to be our MC and does a wonderful job.
And who are this year's inductees?
Well, we have Bill Cunliffe, who's a piano composer, Larry Dixon, who's a saxophone arranger and composer, Pat Kelly, who's a pianist, composer, band leader, and arranger. George Russell, unfortunately, is deceased, but he was a pianist, a composer, and a theorist. Wonderful jazz musician. And Lou Lausche, who plays the bass and violin. And then we have a duo of Don Steins, who's a keyboard, arranger, and saxophone, and his sidekick for the last 150 years, it seems like, Paul Hawthorne, on vibraphone and wonderful vocals.
And Bill Cunliffe, he'll be flying in from L.A. for this ceremony, won't he?
He will. And, you know, he's not only a pianist and composer, he's a Grammy Award-winning arranger. He was the winner of the Thelonious Monk International Piano Competition. When he lived here, he was the house pianist at the Greenwich Tavern and performed many times with Carmen De Leon and a group here in Cincinnati and in Dayton. He also performed with Buddy Rich, Frank Sinatra, and was awarded a Grammy for the Best Instrumental Arrangements for West Side Story Medley. And currently, Bill works as a jazz studies professor at Cal State Fullerton and teaches at the Skidmore Jazz Institute and the Vail Jazz Workshop. He's a very busy, wonderful, very talented man.
And he also played with one of your special guests who's going to be performing with the Bluest Big Band that evening, Jeff Hamilton.
Oh, yes. Jeff is coming also from California, I think. Jeff is going to be taking John Von Ohlen's place at the drums with the Blue Wisp Big Band. And we're celebrating the Blue Wisp's 40th year, playing every Wednesday, if you can believe that, every Wednesday for the last 40 years. And Jeff Hamilton will be on the drums and our wonderful Lynn Scott on vocals.
And Bill, I understand, played with Jeff's big band for 10 years.
Yes, he did. You could write a book about Bill. He's just had wonderful experiences.
Tell us some more about Larry Dixon.
Well, Larry performs every Wednesday with the Blue Wisp Big Band, and he's a baritone saxophonist and arranger. He's performed with many, many well-known people, such as Woody Herman, Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Nancy Wilson. And he's also worked with Dizzy Gillespie, Errol Gardner, Bob Hope, Jerry Lewis, Don Rickles, that crazy Don Rickles, Dave Brubeck, and Jerry Mulligan, and Doc Severinsen, Mel Torme, and extensively he's recorded with and composed for the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. And he's currently a professor emeritus at the Northern Kentucky University, where he's taught for the last 30 years.
And Pat Kelly is very active on the jazz scene also.
He is. He's a pianist, composer. He has his own band and arranger and has performed in many nightclubs and restaurants and private homes for the last 40 years. His formal training began at 18 at the University of Cincinnati CCM, while he began to play in the jazz community locally. And he's played with great musicians like Jimmy McGarry, Alex Sirin, Cal Collins. And he was also the first pianist at the Blue Whist Jazz Club. And he also had the opportunity to score a feature film called Artworks. He's also performed with Mandy Gaines in Europe and also Russia.
And George Russell.
George Russell. Yeah, unfortunately, as I said, he's passed away, but he lived here in Cincinnati and was a jazz pianist, composer, arranger, and theorist. He attended Wilberforce University, and during the 1940s, he performed in New York City, where he was among a group of innovators, including Miles Davis and Charlie Parker. And it was during this time that he would work on a theory called Lydian Chromatic Concept of Tonal Organization. So I have no idea what it is, but it must have been wonderful. Everybody oohs and ahs that knows what this is. He also received two Grammy nominations in 1985. Unfortunately, he died in 2009.
And Lou Lausche.
Lou is our local attorney, bass player, violin player. He always says he's only an attorney so he can play the bass at night. He was born in Ohio, in Athens, and started gigs at the age of 15. He graduated from Ohio University and then moved to Cincinnati and attended the University of Cincinnati Law School. He also performed many times with the Cincinnati Symphony, worked in nightclubs, and had recording sessions with many acclaimed musicians like DeFelice, Cal Collins, Frank Vincent, Larry Kinley, John Von Ohlen, and Mary Ellen Tanner. And he's had gigs with world-famous musicians such as Mel Torme. Lou is the owner of the Lausche Recording Company and continues to play every week at local venues.
And you're also inducting a duo.
We are. And this is the first time, I think, that we've done this with a duo, Don Steins and Paul Hawthorne. And they've been playing as a duo for 150 years, I always say. Don is a keyboardist, arranger, and saxophonist. Don Steins is also an arranger, and he earned his Bachelor of Music degree from Northern Kentucky University, and he was also awarded the honor as Outstanding Soloist with the University of Kentucky Jazz Ensemble at the Elmhurst College Jazz Festival in 1999. And he's performed extensively throughout the United States with such well-known celebrities as the Manhattan Transfer, Patti LaBelle, Andy Williams, I think he's from Cincinnati too, and many other well-known artists. He's currently musical director since 2006 for Kona Ice Incorporated, and he's the leader and arranger for a group called the Powerhouse Boogie Band.
And also with him is Paul Hawthorne.
Paul is wonderful. If you ever get a chance to hear him on the vibraphone and to listen to his mellow tones, he has the most wonderful voice. He's a master of the vibraphone and vocalist with a very unique smooth style, which reminds everyone of Nat King Cole and Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra. He's graced the Cincinnati jazz scene for 30 years, back to 1979, which included a five-year tenure at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, numerous radio and television guest appearances. He's done private events, including the Cincinnati Symphony Concert Series, the Fine Arts Fund, Cincinnati Contemporary Arts Center, Cincinnati Art Museum, Northern Kentucky University's Vocal Jazz Series, Doug Peltry's Kicks for Kids, local country clubs, the Celestial Restaurant, may it rest in peace, and local casinos. And he continues to perform around Cincinnati with Don Steins at the Pub Sundays in the Rookwood Shopping Center.
And speaking of vocalists, I want to make sure that we mention that Lynn Scott will be performing with the Blue Whist Big Band during that concert with guest Jeff Hamilton on the drums.
Yes, she will. And we're just delighted to have her with the big band. You know, her best friend was Mary Ellen Tanner, and she picks up a lot, I think, from Mary Ellen. Of course, Lynn has her own wonderful style, too. She will be performing with the Blue Whist Big Band, which will top off the evening, shall we say.
There's a legendary big band singer from here who will also be honored.
Yes, and that's Doris Day, Doris Kappelhoff Day. And she was born here in Cincinnati. She sang with Les Brown's Band of Renown. That was the first big band, and her mother traveled with her. Unfortunately, she passed away last year, and so has her son. And her grandson, we've not been able to connect with, unfortunately. But we have three of her friends who are coming, and one is a lady that lives here in Cincinnati who was a high school friend, and her name is Marion Collins, and she's 100 years old. And she was in the car when Doris Day had the automobile accident that broke her legs. Doris wanted to be a dancer, and then, of course, then she ended up a wonderful, wonderful singer. So good things come out of bad situations sometimes. In addition to that, a second friend, whose name is Mary Ann Barathy, who lives in Indianapolis, she traveled with Doris for many years, and she's written a book, Day at a Time. And she will have copies of that book. It's just been produced and for signatures for signing in our lobby. And the third person is Les Brown Jr., who's Les Brown's son. Les Brown, of course, traveled with his dad and with Doris Day for many years, so he's got a lot of stories. And he's also produced a new Doris Day CD, which will be available, and he'll be here also for signing.
And you're also honoring four scholarship winners.
We do. This year we have, I think it's a second year for the John Von Ohlen Scholarship, and that was set up by Dick Murgatroyd. And you can contribute to that if you go online to our website. You can contribute to that scholarship. And our winner this year is a young man from Turpin High School, Sean Butkovich. He's a pianist. And they had decided that it would be a rhythm section award, piano, bass, drums. And this young man is just wonderful. He plays every Tuesday at Cafe Vivace for our rehearsal. The second winner is Jennifer Armour, and she plays the jazz violin and also sings and has songs that she does scatting. And the third one is Edgar Byers, a saxophonist from Walnut Hills. And then the last one is Jack Early, who is a wonderful bass player. He also is from Walnut Hills. And we have 18 kids now that we sponsor, and they're from all over Cincinnati. We've got homeschooled, Lakota East, Marymount, Withrow from the School of Performing Arts, and they are just all terrific.
And playing that evening on the 22nd will be the Jazz at Dusk Combo and the Greater Cincinnati Youth Jazz Collaborative.
Right. This is a new group here in Cincinnati. I think they're at Kennedy Heights Cultural Center. There are kids from all over the city that participate, even grade school students. They've got a big band that they bus kids in. Isidore Rudnick is the gentleman who's put this together and has done a wonderful job.
And are there still tickets available for the induction ceremony, which includes the Blue West Big Band performance?
Absolutely. You can go online. Or you can call 1-800-838-3006.
Well, Kay, thanks for taking the time to come in and chat about this event supporting Cincinnati's jazz musicians.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a delight to be here. I'll come anytime you invite me.
I've been in conversation with the founder of the Cincinnati Jazz Hall of Fame, Kay Casey. Their 2020 induction ceremony will be held in the Mount St. Joseph University's auditorium, 5701 Delhi Road, from 3 to 5 on Sunday, March 22nd. You'll find a link for tickets and more at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.